This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Lair's Lair. I'm Spencer.
And I'm Katie.
And we're talking about Botanicals Week.
It is week six, Botanicals Week.
Still, even after watching that episode, not super clear on what that is.
Well, apparently you're in good company because Maddie not only had to ask his fiance, but then had to Google it. So we got two out of two folks in Maddie's household who don't know what botanicals are. And Google apparently got him there because he baked with some botanicals.
According to Josh, it's the roots and barks and such.
Yeah.
The barks.
The barks. I missed that part. It's very floral.
If it was attached to a tree at one point, it's a botanical.
Yeah.
But also if it wasn't, it's a botanical.
Do you remember in the 90s where like botanicals being in your shampoo or like your body wash was like everywhere? Everything had to be botanically infused.
Was that the herbal essences era?
Yeah, probably.
The EHE. No, shit.
What?
H-E-E.
Just say it herbs like Paul and then yeah. You won't forget how it's spelled.
I went with the herbal essences era.
Good job, my love. Good job.
Damn it. Okay, so the actual definition is just a substance obtained from a plant.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
But that's like...
most things that we eat
not
that aren't
anything
animal
that's,
products.
Right.
Yeah, it could be Vegan Week.
Well, hold on. I think there was actually more to that. Used as an additive.
Okay, yeah. So it's not like a base ingredient. It's like an extra credit ingredient. Yep.
Well,
that's right.
Yep. Or in some cases, the hero ingredient.
Ooh, the hero ingredient.
Prue.
There we go. Mm-hmm. There it is. I was pretty excited when in like the beginning scenes for this show, they were like, well, who will be rooted out of the competition? And they cut to Dan just dropping his cake. I was let's go.
If you drop something, well, first of all, yes, get Dan off the show. Sign my petition. To send cargo pants home.
Change.org.
To ban cargo pants on Bake Off. And then you won't be allowed.
You want to dan cargo pants on Bake Off? Is that what you said?
Yes. Pants be danned. Get this man off my show. Fuck, what were we even talking about?
Dropping a cake.
If you drop something, you're going to make the opening montage.
It's
10
true.
Times out of 10.
It's true. And it's helpful because it helps me then know who I need to give started over points to.
I've often wondered what the best approach would be if you were going on Bake Off purely to raise your profile for whatever you do next.
Be hot.
You
be kind.
I mean, you can't really control that one, but thinking like, so dropping.
You want to get screen time.
Yes, but so dropping something, you're going to be in the opening montage, screen time. They're probably going to like say your name or something, right?
Yes.
But also dropping something,
ooh,
less likely to advance, reduced overall screen time.
True. Yeah.
And then what do you do with that screen time? If you're on there just constantly fucking up, does that actually help in terms of raising one's profile?
Well, in this case, we also saw Tasha drop a bake, but she said, no worries, it was my backup cake. You just make a backup.
So is she, is she gaming the
I think she's in it for
visibility
the right reasons.
System?
I think she's in it for the right reasons.
I'm kidding. But, there, you know, for the people that I think many former contestants have you know, at least like written a cookbook or done something afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Been a presenter, yes.
Yeah. What's her name from a couple of years ago had like her own Netflix cooking show for a while?
Nadia? Right?
Was it? Was
that her name? I don't remember.
Nadia? Yeah. Yeah. I think it was her.
Yeah. She had a delightful little cooking show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Botanical week.
Maybe Dan is just trying to do bits to raise his profile.
Who knows?
For a Wrangler's jeans endorsement once the show's over.
Okay.
He's going to be like the JCPenney spokesman of Montana once he...
You set us up for a really nice transition into fashion.
Yes, yes, yes.
What did you think about the fashion this week? Any standouts for you?
Allison's shirt was fantastic.
Dress, but yes.
Was it a dress?
It was a dress.
Okay.
The palm dress?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the bit about her dressing as Thyme and Maddie dressing as Lemon. Was it Maddie?
Yeah, it was definitely Maddie. Okay. Yeah.
Loved that bit.
I loved that bit. And, well, maybe here's the time to mention, I feel like those two, they were playing all the time this week. They had so many bits together. It was a lot.
I think they're starting to gravitate towards the people that play along, you know, or like that stuff makes it into the final edit more often.
It was funny, though, because then, like, at some point, they cut into Maddie's bake and Allison was like, woo! Like, she cheered for him during the judging.
Well, she was trying to help him and he didn't listen.
That's true.
She told him to make sure it was proved and it wasn't properly proved.
Yeah.
I do also love when they go to Saku with sports challenges. That's one of my favorite bits.
Love that bit. And they've done it a lot recently.
Which this week just resulted in Noel breaking
several things.
Props. But
I also like that it's rare that you hear like a laugh come up from the crew. But in that case, it totally was like everybody in the tent just broke out laughing.
And Noel shatters something glass from across the room. And Saku's somehow involved. Yeah.
Delightful. I'm here for it. Did you notice any other fashion this week?
Cargo shorts.
And you're saying you really liked that. You're just really into it.
I'm shocked. By all the different looks he's able to create out of cargo shorts.
And a t-shirt.
A t-shirt and skate shoes from 2003.
Oh, you're so right. Ooh. Speaking of shoes, I noticed that Maddie was wearing, you cut me off when we were watching this to tell me what they were, but I was going to tell you that they're Air Maxes. Air Max 95s, right?
Nope, but you're close. I believe they were 90s.
Oh, so close. Okay.
Just 5 years apart. So
whatever. Come on. They're Air Maxes. They're like the same thing. That's the same thing.
Sure.
It's basically the same thing.
Good job.
Thank you.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's totally what I was looking for. Thank you for validating me. Oh, ouch. Ouch. Okay.
Did you have other fashion thoughts?
No, not really. I thought it was a good week. Mm-hmm. Tasha's romper again, or jumpsuit, always.
Just pencil that one in for as long as she's on the show. Yes.
I saw somebody in comments on a story online hating on her for dressing like an 11-year-old. Yeah, okay. I'm reading the comments on
no one noticed
think pieces about
Freya
makeup.
Last year.
Right?
Also, it's fun.
It's super fun. Yeah, I love it.
Was the article that you were reading this Decider piece that came out today?
I don't think so.
Titled, Are Great British Baking Show Judges Paul and Prue Playing Favorites with Tasha and Dan?
I don't know. I'm like torn. Part of that about Dan, but Tasha, I think, has been knocking it out of the park, mostly. Okay.
Last in the technical this week.
Yeah, but she had two standout bakes in Signature and Showstopper.
Sure. The Dan's pizza debacle gets a mention in this article.
I mean, that is real.
No
that is
one
facts.
On the show has done anything as bad as that fucking...
No one in the show's history has ever done anything as bad as that.
Including the one person who just threw theirs in the trash and didn't put anything on the table.
I'd rather have a bin whack than that pizza kerfuffle. What? Did I make you laugh while you were drinking?
Give me a bin whack over a kerfuffle any day. A PK? No way.
Okay, speaking of kerfuffle, should we move on to vocab?
Sure.
Okay, you tell me what things you noticed, because I took notes.
Why is that? I have a list of things that I'm going to withhold while you try and pull them from thin air.
Yeah.
Why don't you share your list?
Okay. Well, okay. Did you write anything down?
I didn't write a word down for anything this week.
Okay.
Or last week or the week before.
Okay. So right out of the gate, we had Bati.
Oh, yeah. It took me a second. That just means that they're just making botanicals short, right?
But they're making a joke because it's a child's word for a person's bottom. They're making butt jokes about botanicals.
Botanicals.
Botanicals, exactly. And then they just started talking about buns and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay,
yeah, lots of bun talk.
Yes. Did you catch the reference to Rent-A-Ghost?
Yeah. This sounds vaguely familiar. What was the context?
So, like, Prue sort of tiptoed behind Noel and I think it was Dan. Maybe it was Maddie when they were talking, or Josh. It was one of the dudes. I don't know. And Noel was like, it's like Rent-A-Ghost. She just shows up.
Okay.
I thought for a second, like, Rent-A-Ghost was just a thing he made up.
That is how I took that also.
Oh, no. It is a children's comedy television show from the 1970s and 80s. The show's plot centered on the antics of a number of ghosts who worked for a firm called Rent-A-Ghost, which hired out the spirits for various tasks.
Such as?
I don't know. I didn't go too deep into this. But it was a real thing.
Various tasks. You know, all those ghost tasks.
Yeah, like, what would you hire a ghost for where it would be advantageous
haunting,
to have a
spooking,
ghost? Well, yeah, okay.
Howling.
I guess those are ghost
chain
tasks.
Chain rattling.
Chain rattling. No G's in any of this.
Disembodied footstepping.
Oh, okay. Or like we drove by a uniform store today and there was just a half of a mannequin with pants on.
Yeah, if you work in retail, don't the half mannequins are creepy. Don't do it.
Yeah. So anyway, Rent-A-Ghost.
Wait, that was a ghost task, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Pants wearing?
Yeah.
Pants displaying?
Well, no. Like maybe half of that would be a ghost task. I don't know.
Maudlin?
Yes. Bati Maudlin.
Bati Maudlin.
Okay.
I was not aware of this show, but there are 58 episodes,
yeah.
So we should probably...
We could get into that next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming later this year on the Lair's Lair feed. Is that okay?
Yeah, we're doing a watch-along.
A watch-along from
after,
the 70s?
After show of Rent-A-Ghost.
50 years after show. Uh-huh. Speaking of... Yonks?
Yeah. I don't know that one.
Did you remember who said it? Okay, you don't like when I quiz you on this stuff. Cool.
I just don't get the point.
You recognized it. Okay, so Tasha said this. She's like, it's been yonks since I did something.
Okay.
So
ages.
It's been ages. It's been a very long time.
But what? Yonks?
So
what's a yonk?
I found two sources of like the origin of this. One is that it's like a convoluted acronym formed from year, month, weeks, Y-O-N-K-S.
There's no N in any of those.
In the month, there is. Y is the year. O-N comes O-N from month.
O-N is month?
Yep. Uh-huh. It did say it was a convoluted acronym, so.
That is quite convoluted.
And then a few reference books suggest instead that it might be from donkey's years, also meaning a long time.
Sorry, you say donkey's
years?
Years?
Nope.
Or
years.
With a Y.
With a Y. Yep.
Do donkeys experience time differently than us?
No idea. Not a clue. They're like dog years and donkey years, and donkey years are way longer than dog years.
But that would have to mean that donkeys live much longer than us.
Do they? I don't even know.
I doubt it.
Do donkeys live for like 200 years?
I'm going to go ahead and Google donkey lifespan. 27 to 40 years. So a donkey year would be like less than half of a human year.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Doesn't make any sense. Yep.
It derives from the African wild ass, Equus Africanus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One that you noticed when we were watching it, Runnels.
See, this is more like it. You remind me of things I've seen instead of asking me if I remember things.
I'll do this. Runnels.
Yeah. That on the the technical, mm-hmm. the little like aqueduct frost, the frosting aqua, the froqueducts.
The froqueduct, exactly. The icingqueducts.
They're called runnels.
They're called runnels. It's a narrow channel in the ground for liquid to flow through. Yeah, makes sense. It's like a runnel. It's like a tunnel, but it's open on top.
Yes.
It's a cut and cover tunnel, except you don't cover it. It's just a cut.
This has been traffic engineering.
No.
With Katie.
Let's see. Okay, there was one other thing that I don't know if this is actually interesting. So I didn't know until today that a Charlotte Russe is a dessert. I was just familiar with the fast fashion clothing brand of mall fame from
I'm
the
not
90s.
Familiar with that even.
Oh, okay. Well, Dan Frank and Larry Lawrence started...
Dairy Frank. He's a farmer.
they started a clothing store in 1975 and named it Charlotte Russe after a dessert they remembered from their childhood. Huh. Charlotte Russe is like a shitty fast fashion women's clothing store.
There's one at Maplewood Mall, apparently.
Yes, there is one at Maplewood Mall for all of our Minnesota listeners.
That's like 90% of them, I'm pretty sure.
Apparently, like in the early days when they opened stores, as had become a tradition, customers on opening day were served Charlotte Russe, a pastry made of custard, whipped cream, and cherry topping.
Weird.
Yeah, really weird. Very strange.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What? You learning?
Oh, okay. That's the thing that Josh made?
That's the thing that Josh made. Yeah. Yeah. It has the lady fingers around the outside.
Right.
Yeah. Right. All right.
Shall we go through the bakes?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a very enthusiastic response.
Yeah. There were a couple, overall, like, pretty good bakes this week.
I thought so. Yeah.
Some like slightly chaotic ones, but overall better quality than some weeks we've
pretty
seen.
Pretty high floor this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They thought Tasha's were brilliant, even though they looked a little weird. Or they didn't think they looked weird. I thought they looked weird.
They looked weird until she put the glaze on them.
It was just so matte looking. It still was sort of... Marcy's just pushing your
just
microphone.
Moving the microphone toward my face. Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Mic placement, Marcy, man. Thank you. But yeah, apparently they tasted like Christmas and were delicious.
And they were very, quote, pleasant in the mouth.
Were they tempting, though?
They were consistent, beautifully balanced, and pleasant in the mouth.
Don't.
You don't like when I say that?
I mean, I don't mind it, but I'm not sure other people will love it.
Also up there was Christy.
Yeah.
Who, I will just say, during this challenge, she made a nut joke about Paul.
Did she?
Yes.
What did she say?
She said, I'm chopping up all these fine nuts for Paul.
Oh, that's not a joke.
She thought she was making a joke. It was very cute. It was like she gained the confidence to make a nut joke.
What is the joke?
Fine nuts. Like, they're good nuts.
Oh,
that's the joke.
That's not a joke. There's no joke structure there.
Come on. She tried. I was proud of her for trying a joke.
I'm just saying, I'm not sure she was trying. I think she may have just been saying what she was doing.
Ooh,
and being awkward.
Then the show around her made that into a joke.
Oh,
maybe
well,
that. I know.
That
yeah.
seems more likely, honestly.
That seemed pretty likely. Yeah. But like Allison was pumping her up. That was very sweet. Mm-hmm. And they really liked hers. I thought she was going to get a sausage fingers handshake for that one.
Sausage fingers. She's already had one. And there have only been three all year.
Wow. Way to keep track.
Could be wrong. I think there's only been three. Maybe it's four.
Well, yeah. But they kind of like zoomed the camera out and Paul kind of leaned hunched over in.
It's not his fault. His arms can't get around his body.
Also up there, Josh had a good, like right out of the gate, we had Christy, Tasha, Josh really strongly performing in the signature.
Josha.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Although I'm like really confused by what kind of cartoons Paul is watching when he did that, like look into my eyes bit.
Yeah. No one seemed to really get that.
Speaking of things that aren't jokes, Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was weird.
Well, it was more of a reference than a joke, but yes, no one caught that reference, I don't think.
No.
Was this? No, never mind.
What?
That was
what?
Later.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. Any other thoughts on the SIG?
Well, we had Saku making, you know, our household favorite holiday bake.
Yeah. What are those called again?
Cardamom bullar.
Yeah. Like, that's a very common thing in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they were describing it without a name or, like, is that trademarked or something? Like, that's what it's called everywhere. And it's very common. And they were like, it's like a twisted cinnamon dough sugar on top bun.
Yeah. I mean, I guess like if you saw that in a bakery here, it would be like a Swedish cinnamon bun, right? That's
sure,
how it would
call
be.
It, call it that. Like, I don't know. They almost always call things their actual names, even mm-hmm. if they can't pronounce them. That has never stopped them before.
Well, then it's exotic, too.
Well, just dreaming of Greece, Dan over here. World traveling man, Dan.
Yeah, so moving on to down at the bottom. yeah, Dan's were fine. Mostly if he hadn't put those figs on top, they wouldn't have liked them at all. I think.
Which means that it's just not good.
Yeah, yeah.
If just slapping a fig on top is like the best part, then you baked something bad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If slice of raw fruit is better than what you made something bad.
But to be fair, he did put like honey on top of them and let them sort of like make jelly on top while it was baking. That sounds really great, actually. So
no, he did. It wasn't on there. It wasn't baked on there. He put it on at the end.
No, it was. He baked them with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Dan. You've discovered fruit and honey.
So down at the bottom, truly at the bottom, we have Dana and Maddie.
Yeah. I mean, those two were going to be duking it out at the bottom, probably.
Yeah, it sure seemed that way.
Out of this group that's left.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, there are starting to be some tears.
Absolutely, there are tears.
Do you have thoughts about that?
I do have thoughts about that for later in this episode.
Okay. Should we move on to how the technical doesn't matter at all?
We can, but first, I just want to spend just a couple more moments on Maddie this week. He's really, like, I think he's on his way out soon, but also he's very sweet, and he's really mm-hmm. grown on me personally. I think he, like, surprised himself with how good his hot cross buns looked.
Yeah. Well, he said at one point when they were baking, like, I don't think the cross is going to show up yeah. or whatever.
And then it did.
One of the first things Paul said was how nice and clean it was.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he said, I honestly do not know what this was in reference to, but he was like, never done that before. And that just like kind of encapsulates Maddie for me. Like yeah. it could be referring to pretty much anything on this show. Never done that before.
And like, I always drop them when I take them out.
Exactly. Like, I don't know.
I washed my hands this time.
Yes. So
yeah, he is a lovable goof.
He is a lovable goof. Ooh. I would totally take his gym class
at some point
schooler.
Soon. Seems like he's going to be, you know, if he's not already in over his head with in terms of baking ability.
Absolutely. Yes. All right.
Perhaps next week on Dessert Week.
Perhaps.
Technical. Should we just skip it since it's has no effect on whether you go or stay and win or lose?
Oh. Well, okay. I do think that had Tasha not come in seventh, had she been in the top half, I think she would have been Star Baker this week. This is not just my Tasha bias, but
trying
like
to think of.
So I ranked the contestants based on what I thought the judging was in the signature.
Yeah, because she and Josh were fairly equal in the signature, right?
They gave her no bad feedback, like all good feedback for Tasha. Josh had the like not a lot of blueberry flavor, but the bread is beautiful. And Paul said backhandedly, it's a pretty good bun.
Okay.
So
slight edge to Tasha there.
I do think the technical matters for like keeping somebody from winning it if they're otherwise good.
You can't be last if you get, or you can't be Star Baker if you get last in the technical.
I think that might be like,
that's the only thing that matters.
The rubric.
Yeah, I could see that.
Speaking of Maddie being in over his head, what in the world was he doing with that egg white paste?
I don't know, but it didn't bother them, apparently.
Yeah, it was really weird. Like, I didn't see it on his bake at the end.
Oh, it was there.
Was it?
And they were like, crystallization's pretty good. I have no idea.
I missed that.
Yeah, Prue, I don't know if Prue even knows what she's talking about half the time, but she took a bite and said, like, specifically said something about it being good or fine or...
Good or fine.
You know, like, it wasn't a knock on it at all, and she actually mentioned it.
Okay.
No, it looked like hell. I don't know. And he, like, put it in the proving drawer, too?
Well, I think they were all doing that to sort of dehydrate the liquid from their fruit.
Yes.
Yes, fruit. a botanical. Right?
It's on a tree and you use it to add, it's an additive.
It's an additive, from a tree. Yes, for sure.
No, plant.
Plant. Plant. It's a plant, yes.
Well, I mean, a lemon is.
A tree is a plant.
But not all.
Not all plants are trees.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did like this technical.
Yeah, I thought it was a good challenge.
Like, there were a lot of sort of stress points or things that could go wrong, but they all did pretty well. So
yeah, nobody like
that.
Totally bombed it.
No. Even
if
Tasha.
Yeah, if Tasha's last, like, it was a pretty solid overall technical.
Exactly. All right. Should we move on?
Showstopper. Yeah. The one person to use rose got sent home.
Ooh, but they also couldn't taste the rose.
That's the problem. Prue talked about it. You go from you can't taste it to it's overpowering on the razor's edge.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of zero to hero. Because like zero,
hero.
You want to be a hero. But you go past hero.
You go from zero to villain.
Villain. You go from zero to villain. Yes, I like that. Yeah, style over substance for Dana. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, like, honestly, as soon as you hear her say that she wants the full-on flavor of rose, like, you just know she's gone. You know it.
But then she didn't even put enough in, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No good. Mm-mm.
I think my favorite part of this whole challenge was the shot of Saku just slapping her big gelatinous dome thing on top of her cake, just haphazard as can be.
That was some brilliant editing where they go from like Josh and Tasha all like very gingerly, like moving it on and like
Saku's on a ladder, just spiking it onto the top of her cake.
Yeah. I mean, here's where, to me, like in the Showstopper is where you really start to see the tears coming out.
Yeah. So tell me more about your...
My tiering system?
Does it...
My layers, if you will.
So we went from 7 to 6 this week, right?
Yep.
All right. So give me your tiers of all... Well, I'm assuming Dana's at the bottom. So the remaining 6.
Yeah. So of the remaining 6, I think like Christy, Josh, and Tasha are at the top. And we saw that in the...
Krijasha.
We saw that... Krijasha, yes. We saw that in 2 of their showstoppers. Christie's was pretty ill thought out. I don't know. Like, she knew it was going to go poorly. But she had, like, 7 layers within it. Josh had, like, 7 elements or something like that. Tasha had 10. So, like, they all just had this execution level that was way higher than you look at somebody like it's Saku.
The difficulty score we were talking about.
Yep. Like for figure skating.
Yeah.
Yes.
The degree of difficulty. That's what I was trying to think of.
And like 3 layers on Saku's cake plus the domed flower. Like her domed flower was super cool and beautiful. But then she had like 3 very basic like 1-inch layers.
And they've commented on that before specifically with her, haven't
they? Have they? I can't remember.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, Maddie's was very similar.
Yep. His looked like a home bake.
Yeah, and also was not complex
at all.
They're doing much simpler things and also not executing them as well.
Yeah, so those 2 to me are at the bottom. And then Dan is in the middle because like he does try for some harder things, but also he sucks and wears cargo shorts. But also I think he doesn't land them as often as the other 3.
That's what I was going to say is he'll attempt some higher degree of difficulty things, but he doesn't execute them and they're not as well conceived even if they are... More difficult. They're not as like elegant.
Exactly.
The difficulty doesn't actually result in something like better.
He made something this week called pond jelly, Spencer.
He tried to spell pizza and ran out of letters.
How many times are you going to bring up the pizza?
For the however many more episodes there are of this show. Next season, 10 seasons from now, I'll be talking about Josh trying to spell Dan trying to spell a five-letter word and missing two of the letters.
So much. Yeah. So what do you think of those tiers? I mean,
I think that's right. Tier one is Christy, Josh, Tasha. Mm-hmm. Tier two is Dan. Tier three is Saku and Maddie.
And I feel like Christy could have a crisis of confidence in one of the upcoming episodes that gives Dan a way in.
Or does in most episodes.
She could have that
sobbing this week.
But she didn't toss it in the bin.
No, she turned something in, but
Marcy.
She's not confident in any way.
I feel like, though, she's kept it together enough. In the future, though, I do see risk that she doesn't, and then Dan sneaks into the final.
Yeah, I think the showstopper this week was the farthest you can go while still technically keeping it together.
Yeah.
She was half a second away from not putting something on the table.
She sure was. Yeah.
So... I would maybe actually put her and Dan on a similar tier.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, just for the stuff we're talking about, like, she seems to have the skill, but her ability to do it consistently.
Yeah. Is not as strong.
For me, puts her on a similar tier to Dan of, like, he's got some skills. But he also gets in his own way by, like, the concepts aren't great, mm-hmm. or he just sort of, like, I don't know, tries to do too much.
Yeah.
Like, he's attempting harder stuff, but, like, instead of attempting hard stuff and hitting it at 70%, he should be attempting slightly easier stuff and hitting it at 90, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good point. No.
Anyway. Any other thoughts for the week before we do a little league update?
Well, just as we're talking about stress, so clearly it was a stressful week for Christy. It was also a really stressful showstopper for Tasha, it mm-hmm. seemed. Mm-hmm. And I really found it interesting how she, like, just chose not to verbally narrate everything she was also doing. In a stressful moment for her.
That sounds stressful to me to begin with, so I get that.
Yeah.
Especially, like, these are all people who have presumably never been on camera before.
Right? And they're doing something stressful.
Long days, too.
Like, yes.
Once you... I mean, I don't know much about TV production, but I would assume there aren't a whole lot of shows where you're shooting for 4 hours straight.
Yeah.
Four and a half. You know, when they're doing those showstoppers... Not only are you working for 4.5 hours straight on the thing you're doing, but somebody's filming you for 4.5 hours and you're supposed to also, like, be entertaining or, like, play around when Nolan Allison come by or, like, someone standing over your shoulder the whole time. You got a mic on the whole time.
Yeah. Oof. That sounds incredibly stressful. Yes.
And that's just, you know, the time that they're actually actively baking. Like, that's probably a very long day.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting to see, like, I don't know, more of her humanity. Like, whenever you can see somebody being very human, it's always very endearing in that show. So, speaking of Josh, I really like everybody who's left except for Dan. Josh, he was talking again about the hibiscus competitions with his nan.
Okay, so that's what I was looking at. When you gave me a funny look when I was staring at my computer before we started recording.
Okay.
I hadn't looked at all their ages.
Oh.
Since I actually knew who they were. You know, like, we did it.
Yeah, before we meet them.
Before the first episode, so I didn't connect their ages to any of the actual people.
Yes.
And I had forgotten that he's 27.
Okay.
I guess I'd been thinking he was older, and for some reason that made the, like, grandma stuff a little... Like, the tone of that a little different to me.
Oh, okay.
Because also, like, he's got a PhD. And so I just, mm-hmm. I guess I forgot that he was that young.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when he, inconsequential, really, to what we're talking about. But to me, it slightly shifted the tone of the, I was thinking he was a guy, like, in his mid-30s or something, looking at flowers with the gram. But you might be talking about, like, 10 years ago when he was 17.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not that that really matters or changes it. It's very cute either way.
It's very cute. I mean, that's just, that is just adorable and very endearing, as was when he called his mom at the end.
Yeah.
Like, come
that's
on.
That's always very
that's
cute.
That's great.
Yeah.
So I hope when we go into the smaller pool that we get at-home interviews and their families talking about them.
For the final, at
is
least.
Is it just for the final now?
I don't know if it's just the final. It's at least the final.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that because I would love to see, I would love to see the people who love these folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are the scores looking?
How are the scores looking? Well, our league would seem to agree that Tasha, Josh, and Christy, Krajasha, are at the top.
Krasha?
Nope. That sounds like crotch.
And we'd lose the J.
Yep.
I'll keep working on it.
Okay, please do. They picked them the most this week. And thank goodness only one person picked Dana.
Yeah, she probably had a pretty big negative number, I would guess.
Yeah. The best combo this week would have been Josh, Christy, and Dan.
Sure.
Because we don't give negative points for cargo shorts, but maybe we should next week. I don't know. Dan also got helper points for helping Dana with her flower box.
We added that back.
Yep.
I'm going to add negative 20 for wearing cargo shorts.
Are you really?
Yep.
You're such a jerk with this.
Or maybe positive 5 for not wearing cargo shorts.
There we go.
That way it's open to Dan. Dan has a chance to break even at least. It's the ball's in his court to wear real pants.
Okay. I like this. I like this a lot. I hope you don't forget to edit the form.
5 points if you don't wear cargo shorts okay. this week.
Deal. Make it so.
Watch Christy's coming out with some Old Navy cargo shorts, double XLs.
Christy, what?
Yep.
Okay.
She'll lose 5 points.
So the bonus question that you set for us last week was who would come in last in technical? And only two people picked Tasha.
Yeah.
So good job to our two bonus point winners, Zorn and Anna S.
Excellent.
So then down at the bottom, at the body, if you will.
Sure.
We had two folks tied for third worst, Chetta G and Shep. They had 1 point. We didn't have very many negative points this week. Brooke came in second to last with negative 7. And then Jessica R., better luck next time. You had negative 19 points.
Oh, damn.
That's what Dana, Saku, and Tasha will get you.
So she just picked Dana 3 times?
No. Up on top, it was a 10-way tie for first, which gets us to this is the time in the season where we change the form.
Yeah, not enough bakers left to distinguish.
So this is everybody who chose Christy, Josh, and Tasha. So it tied Joe H., Aaron H., Jennifer C., Lulu, Katie S., Gabby, Sierra K., Lydia, and Darian N. Congratulations to you all. You came out on top. So all right. We are going to change the form next week. So yes. Do you want to... You know better than I do.
Oh, do I though? I think we used to do, we brought it down to 2
mm-hmm.
and then did 1, like a ranking bakers. So first is worth more points. Second is worth fewer. Did we do 2 or 3? I don't remember.
I think at this point we still do 3 bakers, but we weight double your top baker and then your second gets 1.5 and then your third baker gets just like.
Yeah. Ranked choice. Bake voting this week.
Yes. Ranked choice baking.
Yes.
Yes.
Otherwise, I think, and positive points for not wearing cargo shorts. Otherwise, I think everything will stay the same.
Okay. Sounds great. Also, everybody go vote.
Yes.
Election day is Tuesday.
Yep.
Next week.
Desserts. Maddie might be in trouble.
Yeah. The trailer looks pretty high drama.
Okay. I haven't watched it yet.
It looks like we've got flan, we've got puddings, we've got something called a bomb.
Desserts usually require some knowledge And some finesse.
Finesse. That's the word I was going to use.
Yeah. That could be tough for a couple people.
What about gym teacher skills and weird bowl haircuts?
I mean, look, sometimes that gets you pretty far. You just can't bank on it, but sometimes it works.
Maybe if you've got some tricks in your cargo short pockets, you can get through the week. What?
What if they all wear cargo shorts except Dan?
Well, we'll find out.
All right. See you next week.
See you next week.